Well, it's kind of hard from your question, but anyway, music was, it was just a means to an end. In other words, it was a means to make an extra amount of money to take care of a family once you got married, you know. It was just a means. I was just no special plan or no special idea about it. It was just, I could play a bass. I picked it up, I could play. Then I had certain musicians help me who were well-schooled, like Milton Hinton and Truck Parham, and who at that time was, Milt ended up with Cab Calloway, and, you know, and became a great, great player in the studios and all that, great musician. They helped me, they taught me. And in those days, musicians would help each other, you know. They'd, if you heard something, they'd show you how to play it, how it worked, you know, the fingering and all that sort of things. I had books, and I studied the books and practiced at home, but I didn't really go in to have formal lessons. I was able to read because having those lessons from the violin taught me, you know, time and all that as far as notes were concerned. It was just in a different clef. It was in the bass clef, which was different. But once you learned that, it was easy. It was no big deal about it. It just came natural. So it wasn't any plan or any idea, or you heard somebody, you know, came along. It was just, that was part of you making a living. You were doing that to make a living. And just about everything I did basically started out as I'm thinking in terms of, this is a way to make a living. This is a way to take care of my family and then still do some good for somebody. So when I got into the music end of it and finally developed into the managerial end of it, then naturally my instincts were, what can I do to help from what I